long and tall.
Pop the glampaign. Time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing expose. The original suburban bombshell. The big blonde baby. Giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Shoot you right down. Everybody's nervous when it's coming to town. Gang Robert Joe gonna shoot you right down. Whoa, Gang Robert Joe coming to town. I said, Gang Robert Joe is coming to town. Gang Robert Joe coming to town. Whoa, Gang Robert Joe is gonna shoot you right down.
You are listening to the sounds of the Ramblin' Bandits, their new CD, On the Hill. This song is Bank Robber Joe. And coming up on today's show, the lead singer of the Ramblin' Bandits is Les Erickson, and he'll be here with us. American interview debut. I have on the phone the Danish trio, the Ramblin' Bandits, and we're talking to Lessa today. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, really good. So
I've been following you on Facebook a little bit, and I think on Instagram, and I sent a shout out to you because I really like the kind of music that you're doing, and you guys are shaking it up over there in Denmark, aren't you?
We're doing it to keep warm. It's getting colder and colder here. So.
Yeah, well, welcome to the Julie Tussey Show, Lessa. We are so excited about what you're doing in music. And so I wanted to take a little bit of time so our listeners could get to know you. We have a pretty good fan base over here. And wanted to give them some information. So I was reading about you. Did you all start in 2016?
Yeah, so we met up in November 15, Andre and myself, and wanted to do something. We didn't really know what, just that we wanted to try out to make some music. So we spent November and December last year, and January, I think, writing songs and exploring music together. We kind of hit it off right away. So I think it was around March. We went into a small studio 4 hours drive from here and did a recording in 1 or 2 days, and that's how we started. We basically just right off the bat started writing our own songs.
That is absolutely amazing. I can tell that you guys have had super fast growth. I was looking at your bio and some of the reviews and things like that. But for the listeners today, how would you categorize your genre?
We kind of wanted to start out in rockabilly, but we can see that it's more kind of transforming a bit into more motorbilly and bluesy sound. And I think it's hard to say exactly where we are landing. But I think we're gonna evolve and move towards the at least not softer sounds than what we're doing now, but a little harder and a little bit more speedy. I'd say motorbilly might be the right word to put in.
Motorbilly. I had not heard that before until I was reading about it, but it makes sense. I love it that you all don't really fall into a genre. We're kind of like that with our band, the Julie Tussey Band, and I think that it makes you unique. I was really, really impressed with your sound. You're kind of like a throwback to the 50s forward, like Back to the Future or something.
Yeah.
So have you been in music your whole life?
No, I played bass for the last 5 years, and I've been singing since October last year, I think.
Wow.
So Andre has been playing for the last...
How long has he been singing?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, we cut out a little bit when you were talking about Andre.
Andre has been playing for the last 20 years.
Okay.
I played guitar before, and I think Michael on the drums, he's been playing for the last 20 years, but had a good break for 10 years or so.
So that's a good one.
We're all getting started and warmed up a little bit again.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's sounding really good. I wanted to quote this review that I read, and the gentleman said, "You are hard-hitting, raw, and fast rockabilly, inspired by the roots of rock and roll with some added attitude." I thought that was a great review. What are you guys up to right now?
So right now we're actually preparing our touring for the next year. So we're looking at all the festivals that we can join, trying to get that up and running. We're super excited to play the Rave next year, and for that, because we're getting more and more gigs, and we want to play some more or make some more of our own songs. So we're actually writing new songs right now.
Oh, great.
Hoping that we can do an album in, next year, so around August, October.
Oh, wonderful.
Next year we want to get into the studio again.
Well, we'll have to Skype again when you get that done. Release a CD? Have you released a CD already, or is this the same one you're working on?
No, we just released our album in October, the 22nd of October, I think, and we came with a single on vinyl, 7-inch, in August.
Okay.
And right now we are also planning a couple of videos. So I don't want to promise too much, but we have a couple of videos on the way.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is your album called On a Hill?
On a Hill, yeah.
On a Hill, and 13 songs on that?
13 songs on a hill and all originals.
That is awesome.
And yeah, we felt like we were standing on the, you know, on a hill looking down and getting ready to run. So that's kind of the feeling we had when we started, because everything moved so fast. So that was the obvious name for our album.
Well, that's awesome. Are you guys going to come to America?
I hope so. I'm actually flying over there. I'm flying to Las Vegas on Tuesday next week.
Well, you should stop in Kentucky and see us. It's quite a ways away.
I promise I'll drop by. So we're trying to arrange that we can go over there and play for a couple of weeks.
We'll
see if that
great.
All comes together.
I think that would be great. Now you said you're doing the Rave in the UK. That's a big event, isn't it?
It's absolutely our top. We had two events that we were aiming for. You know that aiming for the stars
kind of
where you wish, but you really can't have your hopes too high. So the Rave was the first one, and then High Rockabilly is the second one, and we got booked for both of those. So we are super, super excited.
Oh, that is great. I mean, to start out so so short of a time ago, and to be able to get your foot into some of these big venues, and now you're going after Las Vegas. You're amazing. I love it.
We have sent our regards to Tom Ingram, but he hasn't answered yet. I'm hoping that he will read his emails, but we'll see what happens. Maybe in a couple of years he'll get his eyes up for us, I hope.
Yes. Well, if you get your own show and you live out in Las Vegas, we'll come see you.
That sounds perfect.
Well, back to your CD. I wanted to ask you, how can the listeners of the Julie Tussie Show get a hold of your CD?
We are available, of course, on Rhythm Bomb Records. They ship worldwide. We are in most of the European web shops, and most of them ship worldwide also. We are on iTunes, on Spotify, and on SoundCloud. All of that stuff is, all the links and all those things are available from our website, ramblingbandits.com.
All right, so you can go to ramblingbandits.com and you can find all the links, but you can go get the CD download at iTunes and Spotify. That's great. Let me ask this one last question. Can the listeners connect with you on Facebook?
Definitely.
Okay.
We, most of our efforts is put on Facebook, but we're also on Twitter and Instagram, trying to keep everything updated as much as we can.
I'm right there with you.
So please follow us on all those media, and we should. If you guys have questions, feel free to shoot.
Yeah, you actually answer. You actually answer. That was great. Well, we're so glad that you took the time out of your day today.
Ask him if we can feature some of his music on the Julie Tussie
Show. Yes, can we feature some of your music on the Julie Tussie Show?
Of course. Of course.
Ask him which title. Yeah.
Which titles would... What's your hottest titles?
I think right now we have a Christmas song out, but that's kind of a little due these days. But let's go for Bank Robber Joe. I'll go ahead and send you that one.
Okay. How about another one? Can I get one more from you?
Yeah, of course. We can send you Shoot Shoot. That's another kind of Johnny Cash type of sound.
Great.
About being hot-tempered. We're not hot-tempered at all, though. But, getting it out in songs is always good.
Well, it's always good to have a subject matter that is something people can argue over. All right, well, it's been so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking time, making your first American interview debut on the Julie Tussie Show. I am so jazzed about that. I think you guys are awesome. I think you have a great future.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to take a little bit of time to thank our listeners today. Please do look up the Ramblin' Bandits on Facebook, and you can just search them up there in your search bar, and they'll come right up. You are going to love this band. And for those girls that are with me on the fitness kind of side and getting fit all the time, you can really exercise to it, too. So please do look it up. Go buy the CD. Let the Ramblin' Bandits know that you heard about them on the Julie Tussie Show. Also want to thank our supporters so much for throwing in with us and being able to share the good news with people and help encourage their lives. This is Julie Tussie telling you that you only get one life, live it to the fullest, and have a great 2017.
The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful.
Find us on social media at facebook.com/TheJulieTussie Show and connect with the best and the most outrageous 30 minutes of your life.
Been talking with Lessa Erickson of the Ramblin' Bandits from Denmark, making their American interview debut with the Julie Tussie Show, and you are going to be hearing Shoot, Shoot.
You better shoot, shoot. And shoot me down. You better shoot me down before I'm coming to your town. I killed every man just to watch him die. Even if a man, well, it spit me in the eye.
Skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. Enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them Julie sent you. Beautiful You Med Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. An official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show.
Get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Thank you so much for your support.
You'll never be the same. You make my heart go boom.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.